This week on Vaticano, pilgrims from England walk to Rome in support of mothers in need, bringing their witness of faith to St. Peter's. At the Vatican, new Swiss guards pledge their service to the Pope. Catechists from around the world gather in Rome for their jubilee. And in Pompeii, we explore the rosary devotion of Blessed Bartolo Longo, soon to be canonized. For this and more, Vaticano starts now. Nearly half of pregnancies in the United Kingdom are unexpected, and unfortunately, the situations women find themselves in can range anywhere from terrified to surprised. Four representatives from the UK-based charity Life, together with other pilgrims, flew from England to Italy and walked 69 miles to St. Peter's Square to raise funds for the charity to be able to continue their practical and compassionate approach to supporting women. Without the politics and without judgment, Life opens their doors to anyone who's in the midst of some of the most challenging pregnancy circumstances, showing women that there's always a better option than choosing abortion and that they're never alone.
There is support available. It's non-directional counselling and physical support. There are Life houses which are established in order to allow women to come in to the house with their newborn babies.
I look for charities that do things, and Life Charity actually does things for women in pregnancy, women trying to be pregnant, women probably who've got a troublesome pregnancy or pregnancy maybe they don't want.
Life maintains that a positive pregnancy test shouldn't be feared, but for many, an unexpected pregnancy can bring pressure to make a decision they don't truly want.
I was groomed by a convicted paedophile, and once my family found out I was pregnant, I was kind of told that I had to have an abortion. It's not just the counselling that benefited me, it was also my journey into the Catholic faith, being able to go to confession, being able to speak to my local priest about anything that I was struggling with. For me, my abortion wasn't a choice, and I think for a lot of women, abortion is something that for them, it's not a choice, it's what women do when they have no choice. If you're in a situation where it's dangerous, they can help you get to a place of safety so that you can still have your child. There's no shame in being a single parent. I started as a single parent, and you manage, you do.
For the Pontifical Swiss Guard, this is the most important day of the year. 27 new recruits, representing four linguistic regions of Switzerland, have taken their oath in front of their families and members of the Roman Curia. The traditional swearing-in ceremony inside Vatican City commemorates the sacrifice of 147 guards who gave their lives defending Pope Clement VII during the devastating 1527 attack on Rome, known as the Sack of Rome. This year, however, the ceremony was not held on its traditional date of May the 6th, but exceptionally on Saturday, October the 4th.
Dieses Jahr ist leider am 21. April Papst Franziskus verstorben, und wir wussten, dass das Konklave.
Sadly, Pope Francis passed away on April 21st, and with the conclave starting shortly afterward, it became clear that organizing the swearing-in on May 6th would not be possible. We still laid the traditional wreath to honor the fallen guards, but postponed the main celebrations with guests until October.
Feierlichkeiten und den Gästen in den Oktober verschoben.
This is a significant moment for the church. Only a select few young Swiss men meet the strict requirements to join the world's smallest and oldest military corps.
Also, wir müssen alle männlich, katholisch.
We all have to be male, Catholic, and single. Then we must be between 19 and 30 years old. We need to have completed either vocational training or high school, as well as recruit school in the Swiss Army. We must also hold a driver's license and meet the minimum height requirement. These are all prerequisites in order to serve for at least 26 months.
26 Monate Dienst zu leisten.
With the Holy Year underway and the recent election of Pope Leo XIV, interest in the Vatican and in the Swiss Guard has grown, especially among young Swiss citizens.
Das allgemeine mediale Interesse am Vatikan.
General media interest in the Vatican and, of course, in the Pontifical Swiss Guard itself has risen significantly in recent times. If we look at the trends of how often the Swiss Guard was searched for online, we saw the highest numbers in the past 5 years, first from April 20th to 24th, and then again at the beginning of May.
The Holy Father's intense activity and his frequent trips outside Rome, including those to the summer residence at Castel Gandolfo, require from papal soldiers a full-time dedication and many hours of service day and night.
For
us, the Holy Year is what increases our workload the most. And we are also happy and proud to have so many events and to welcome so many pilgrims. It's not only because of Pope Leo himself now, but the entire jubilee of the Holy Year, which brings many major events.
By taking their oath, the new Swiss Guards renew the centuries-old tradition of loyal service to the Pope, rooted in faith, courage, and obedience. We'll be right back with more on the Jubilee of Catechists, celebrating their dedicated vocation to teach and witness. More than 20,000 people from nearly 115 countries gathered in the Eternal City this weekend to celebrate the Jubilee of Catechists, held from September the 26th to the 28th. Tasked with guiding those seeking to learn about the faith and receive the sacraments, these church representatives from around the globe had the opportunity to meet Pope Leo XIV. On September the 27th, the pontiff welcomed the participants during an audience in St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
In his address, the Pope urged them to serve God's dream and to live out their faith within their own family and social contexts.
Sei mamma.
Are you a mother? A father? Become a Christian as mother and father. Are you an entrepreneur? A worker? A teacher, a priest, a religious sister. Become a Christian along your own path.
Sulla tua strada.
In the afternoon, participants gathered in various churches across central Rome to attend catechesis sessions with bishops held in six languages: Italian, English, Portuguese, Spanish, French, and Polish. Patrizia Di Resta is marking 1 year in her ministry as a catechist. For her, Christ gives catechists the gift of speaking for him and about him. This is the essence of her work with young people, with whom she engages in discussions about the historical events of Christianity and the gospel.
Being called to be a catechist is truly a vocation. A great responsibility and an extraordinary opportunity. It allows you to share not only your knowledge, but your whole life, above all, your lived experience of what it means to know Christ, to live in Christ, and to pass that on to the most sensitive minds, and often the most receptive, children and young people.
A concert was held at the Church of Sant'Andrea della Valle as part of the Jubilee celebrations. This musical afternoon, featuring the choir and orchestra, Fideles et Amati, was conducted by Tina Vassaturo. Catherine Miles Flynn was among those who received the lay ministry of catechist at this event.
Catherine Miles Flynn.
Eccomi.
born in the United States, mother of 8 children, and director of Christian formation for the Apostolic Vicariate of Southern Arabia. She explained that her work has deepened her understanding of the crucial role catechists play.
To be a catechist, first of all, begins in the house, begins in the home, with a mother and a father instructing their children to pray and showing an excellent witness as Christians themselves. But then in the greater community, it's good for the young people to come together to learn together about the faith.
And this is a grace.
Catherine works alongside Bishop Paolo Martinelli, head of the Catholic Church in Southern Arabia. During an event organized by EWTN as part of the Jubilee celebrations, the prelate emphasized the vital role of lay people in the church's mission in the region.
Catechists are vital, are essential in the life of our vicariate because, you know, we are many Catholics there, more than 1 million, and we are in an Islamic country. And the catechists are pillars for the life of our church because they are at the service of the transmission of faith to the new generations. Of course, first of all, the family, parents are the first agent in the communication of faith, but it's very important for our parents, for the families, to get to know that there are people dedicated to support them in the communication of faith.
The highlight of the celebrations was the Mass on September the 28th, during which Pope Leo XIV instituted 39 new catechists from countries including Brazil, India, Mozambique, South Korea, England, Peru, Mexico, and the United States, among others.
Il Signore guarda il cuore degli uomini.
During the Eucharistic celebration, the Pope emphasized that the mission of the catechist is to teach with a living voice and to make the message of the resurrection resound.
Che il catechista è persona di parola.
The catechist is a person of the word, a word spoken through one's very life. That's why our first catechists are our parents, those who first spoke to us and taught us to speak. Just as we learned our mother tongue, the proclamation of faith cannot be delegated to others. It happens right where we live.
Non può essere delegato ad altri, ma accade lì dove viviamo.
At the conclusion of the Eucharistic celebration, the Pope made a special announcement. He revealed that on November the 1st, he will confer the title of Doctor of the Church upon St. John Henry Newman as part of the Jubilee dedicated to the world of education.
Noi vediamo come il tempo in cui viviamo continua ad essere segnato da una dimensione.
We see that in the era in which we live continues to be marked by forgetting and being deaf to God.
Penso allora che dobbiamo imparare.
I think, therefore, that we should learn the simplest and most fundamental lesson of the Council.
Cioè, che il cristianesimo nella sua essenza.
Namely, that Christianity in its essence consists of faith in God, which is Trinitarian love.
E che invece quando manca la fede in Dio.
And when, instead, man lacks faith in God, the essential collapses because man loses his profound dignity and what makes his humanity great enough to withstand any form of reductionism.
So ogni riduzionismo.
Pope Benedict XVI, who died in 2022, always emphasized throughout his life that the Christian faith is the best foundation for human dignity. In his message for World Peace Day 2011, for example, he said the sincere search for God has led to greater respect for human dignity. In order to preserve this concern of the late Pope, the Ratzinger Schülerkreis and the new Schülerkreis organized a theological conference on this topic in Rome on September the 27th, 2025.
At our conference, we focus on the challenges posed by the view of humanity in today's society, with keywords such as transhumanism, artificial intelligence, and the so-called gender theory. These are very big challenges. We confront them with the Christian view of humanity, as developed primarily by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger and Pope Benedict, based on the biblical writings and the tradition of the Church.
Cardinal Kurt Koch, a companion and close friend of the late German Pope, points out that Ratzinger recognized the signs of the times early on.
He foresaw many problems we have today. For example, back in the 1970s, he wrote, "The battle for humanity is being fought today through the battle for the family." That was very prophetic. That is exactly what happened.
Hat sich auch so bestätigt.
Professorin Hanna Barbara Gelfalkowitz.
I was invited to speak about statements made by Pope Benedict and also when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, who already in the 1990s reflected about the human body and also the difficult topic of gender. For example, the question, is my gender identical to my biological sex, or can I choose my gender? Ratzinger had actually already been thinking about this in the 1990s, also on behalf of John Paul II.
Und hat darauf hingewiesen und sehr schön differenziert.
And he pointed out in a very nuanced way that human nature in this sense also includes freedom, whereas the concept of autonomy that we have today is a rather limited view of freedom. Autonomy means I determine myself, but that is, of course, a very narrow approach. Joseph Ratzinger and later Pope Benedict beautifully highlight the tension between what is given to me as a gift and what I then do with it, become, develop.
Tue, werde, entfalte.
In addition to Cardinal Kurt Koch and religious philosopher Hanna Barbara Gelfalkowitz, Professors Stefanos Athanasio, Vincent Tuomi, Stefan Kompowski, Rolf Weimann, and Christoph Olli also spoke at the event. For Professor Olli, who heads the new Schülerkreis, it's not surprising that Pope Benedict XVI's theology continues to inspire people today.
Ratzinger's theology is a theology that is entirely in line with the faith of the Church, but which is devoted with all the sharpness and power of reason. Faith and reason form the basis for all those areas of philosophy and theology to which he devoted himself in thoughts. And this at a very high, very deep level. So it is really a challenge to confront these ideas and at the same time to be repeatedly surprised by how simply he formulates them. It is true what he said once during his trip to Germany. Faith is simple. We must not complicate it, even if it encompasses many dimensions that we can almost never grasp or fathom.
Dimensionen umfasst, die wir fast nie ergreifen, nie ausloten können.
Denn Adam, der erste Mensch, war das vorausbildete.
Weil tiefe Antworten gibt.
Ratzinger gives profound answers, but from a place of faith and in a simple way. He can describe and present highly complex topics very simply. I believe that speaks directly from heart to heart, from mind to mind.
From Kopf zu Kopf.
We'll return shortly with more on the powerful Marian devotion of Pompeii and Bartolo Longo's lasting legacy on Vaticano. Pope Leo XIV will declare seven new saints on October the 19th. One of them is Blessed Bartolo Longo, the first canonized knight of the Order of the Holy Sepulchre. Formerly deeply involved in the satanic occult, Bartolo converted to Catholicism after seeking guidance from a Dominican priest, who encouraged him to pray the rosary when he was suffering from anxiety and depression and haunted by terrifying visions. This later inspired him to spread the devotion of the Holy Rosary around the city of Pompeii in Italy. He composed the Pompeii Novena, 54 days of praying five decades of the Rosary, as a means of seeking grace in desperate cases, and he built the sanctuary of the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Holy Rosary. As we enter into the month dedicated to the Rosary, the sanctuary is filling up with pilgrims, locals, and tourists gathering to visit his tomb and learn more about the saint to be.
What he did for Pompeii was something that, you know, nobody else will be able to do it ever again.
Noi siamo figli di Bartolo Longo. Io sono di
We are the children of Bartolo Longo. I am from this land. I am from this area. Bartolo Longo taught us that the rosary is life. For me, the rosary is everything. I say one every morning in bed before I wake up. That is, as soon as I wake up with my wife. Every morning. We have been saying it for more than 10 years. The rosary is life.
Bartolo Longo è una persona che ha lasciato un segno.
Bartolo Longo is a person who left his mark here in Pompeii. Not only personally, but also all the people around him, all the people who knew Bartolo Longo, were able to appreciate his spirituality.
Apprezzare la sua spiritualità.
Within the shrine, there's a venerated image of Our Lady of Pompeii. It was once a discarded painting and is now the spiritual heart of the basilica after its restoration by Blessed Bartolo Longo. Numerous miracles and graces have been attributed to prayer before this image, drawing faithful from around the world. To this day, it continues to inspire believers to embrace the regular recitation of the rosary.
Every rosary, every Hail Mary is a rose from Our Lady. And it is wonderful because you feel very close to her and she helps you in all your difficulties.
In tutte le tue difficoltà. Molta gente non crede nei miracoli. Io ci credo.
Many people do not believe in miracles. I believe in them because I have experienced one myself. I had a family member, a nephew, who suffered a terrible accident. We entrusted ourselves to prayer as a family, and thanks to prayer to Our Lady of Pompeii, my nephew was saved and is still with us. So these things strengthen our faith in prayer and in Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii even more.
Quindi queste cose rafforzano ancora di più la fede nella preghiera e nella Madonna del Rosario di Pompei.
Rosario significa allontanare Satana da noi.
The rosary means keeping Satan away from us, so it helps us to grow well. I don't know if you've ever heard of these visionaries who perform exorcisms, who free people from the devil. The rosary is the strongest weapon. It is the strongest sword that fights the devil.
È la spada più forte che combatte il diavolo.
As Catholics take hold of their rosaries this month and turn to Our Lady, the life of Bartolo Longo stands as a reminder that nobody is beyond the reach of Christ, and that through the rosary, through Mary, lives can change.